Over a 10-day period in late June, 2 weeks before the damaged seafloor wellhead was successfully capped, researchers at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution measured a massive oil plume near the wellhead site. The plume was approximately 1,000 meters deep, 35 kilometers long, 200 meters high, and 2 kilometers wide. The team deployed an autonomous underwater vehicle, or AUV, and a sampling device tethered by cable to their ship on the surface. Co-author Chris Reddy says what they saw was a forensic snapshot showing that hydrocarbons can move into deep marine ecosystems.
Our goal was to document a plume and see what its size, shape, distribution, and eventually its chemical composition. This is an important aspect because there's very little known about oil in the subsurface.
The AUV zigzagged its way through the oil plume to measure chemicals and biological activity at various depths. The chemical analysis reported so far showed no substantial decay in the plume, which suggests that petroleum-eating microbes were not significantly breaking down the oil. Co-author Ben Van Mooy says that's in part because of the temperature of the water.
So if everything else were equal, same bugs, same oil, same nutrients, same oxygen, we would expect that the bugs, the bacteria, in the deep waters would be about 10 times slower. Just because it's cooler.
Florida State University oceanographer Ian McDonald has studied the natural breakdown of spilled crude oil. In a hearing before Congress Thursday, he disputed government claims that the oil in all its forms in the ocean is biodegrading quickly.
This oil has already degraded, has already evaporated and emulsified. It is going to be very resistant to further biodegradation. This oil is going to be in the environment for a long time.
Oceanographer McDonald's testimony is in line with a report released this week by University of Georgia researchers that finds up to 79% of the oil that spewed from the broken well remains in the Gulf. Scientists from Woods Hole hope that their data will help compile a more accurate picture of the deep ocean. They call for a sustained and coordinated research effort to better understand the impact of the spill and how best to respond to the world's worst ever maritime oil disaster. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.